Nancy Pelosi fends off investigations about Capitol riots. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been in question since the January 6th Capitol riots. Many questions have been raised about Nancy Pelosi's prior knowledge to the Capitol riots. Pelosi's office fends off questions from House Republicans about Capitol security. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has responded to a request from a group of House Republicans to explain decisions in regards to Capitol security before and on the day of the Capitol breach. She said on Monday they are attempting to, quote, deflect responsibility for the Capitol attack from Donald Trump, end quote. Drew Hamel, Pelosi's deputy chief of staff, told Fox News that Pelosi, quote, has and will continue to take action to ensure accountability and enhance the security of the Capitol, end quote. We got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, now a word from our sponsor.
Are you concerned about what's coming next? The political upheaval in our country worsens by the day. So does the potential for more drastic COVID-19 lockdowns. This is a turbulent time to be alive. And, well, you need to prepare for whatever might happen. Will there be food shortages? People used to laugh at preppers, but they're not laughing now. The smart advice is to have enough food, water, and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days. That's why I use My Patriot Supply. They're the leaders in self-reliance, and they have a 4-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to preparewithamericadivided.com and save 20% when you act today. That's preparewithamericadivided.com.
So essentially, everyone remembers the January 6th Capitol riots. And the reason I'm using air quotes is because in my opinion, my personal opinion, I don't think what happened on the 6th of January even compares on a scale to last summer's Black Lives Matter protests. I think, well, January 6th was a scapegoat done by the Democrats in order to just, well, impeach President Trump for a second time. Now, even though President Trump has been acquitted, obviously we know that the Democrats are running with the narrative that, well, Trump's been impeached twice. That's what they've been running with. That's what they've been saying since, well, Trump's second acquittal. They don't admit that they were wrong. They don't admit that their arguments were paper thin. They don't even admit that they didn't have ethical grounds to impeach the president for a second time. They don't want to admit fault, failure in any way, shape, or form. They are sitting here acting like everything they've done is, well, correct, and that they haven't broken the law. They haven't done anything that's unethical. They haven't done anything that the public doesn't agree with. No one wanted President Donald Trump impeached. I mean, let's be real here. He's a private citizen. The letter demanded answers from Pelosi on the following questions, among others. When Police Chief Sund made a request for National Guard support on January 4th, why was that request denied? Did Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving get permission or instruction from your staff on January 4th prior to denying Sun's request for the National Guard? What conversations and what guidance did you and your staff give the Sergeant at Arms leading up to the January 6th specific to the security posture of the campus? Now, personally, I believe that Nancy Pelosi was involved in this whole situation. I think she knew that this was going to happen. And I think the reason that the cop, there is a video of police officers moving back, allowing protesters to come into the Capitol, which, let's be real, doesn't make any sense. Now, at first you might think, oh, well, maybe this is just protocol, but not really. They had all those protesters. They know we're angry. They know we're upset, and they know we're there to get stuff done. And well, they let them in anyway. I think that was done purposely. The reason being is they wanted this to happen. They wanted video to surface of all of this happening, and they wanted it to be, well, the biggest, what they are calling in the mainstream media terrorist attack since 9/11. Now, why would Nancy Pelosi want to do something so sick? Well, nothing more than to impeach President Trump for a second time. The first impeachment didn't work out. It was over a phone call. They had no merits to impeach. The second impeachment, well, was this. And as we saw, they had no merits. They had no reason to impeach the president. Therefore, it didn't pass. But yeah, crazy stuff is going down in our country. And listen, I don't know what the future will hold. Now, honestly, I would love to say that Nancy Pelosi was this big conspirator, but there's unfortunately no evidence to support those claims other than, well, unanswered questions. Now, I think personally, the Pelosi's office should be answering every question that they're asked, because at this point in time, I mean, how many Americans, first off, believe the election was stolen from Trump? Okay, first off, that's the first question. Number two, you have Democrats that are, well, colluding to, well, ensure President Donald Trump gets impeached for a second time. Now, he was acquitted. Trump is acquitted. That doesn't mean they're not going to investigate him as a private citizen. That very well could be next. And, well, I guess we need to hear answers from Speaker Pelosi. But until then, I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.